Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. While at the recent Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida, I had a chance to visit with John Rich, who is a wheat breeder for Syngenta Company. He says that he is working on bringing hybrid wheat to market, wheat that produces well in stressful environments.
We are currently in development of hybrid wheat for winter wheat. We're about 2 years away from launch.
Rich explains how the hybrid process works.
You know, corn is considered a cross-pollinated crop, where wheat's a self-pollinated crop. And so what we have to do on the wheat side is we have to have a male and a female to do that. So we're working on, we have females that are sterile, and we outcross that with a male.
The hybrid wheat is planted just like normal wheat, and a pipeline or dealer network is currently being developed to grow and sell the final hybrid winter wheat seed. Syngenta will be planting some of the hybrid seed in limited areas of North Dakota this year for research purposes. Rich says he expects a 10 to 15% yield increase, along with sustainability benefits such as water and nitrogen use efficiency. He says that the end-use qualities for consumers are also still being evaluated. And according to company information, the hybrids are double patent, meaning both male and female parents are protected, so growers should plan to buy new seed every year. Price per unit for the hybrid wheat has not been determined, as each Syngenta Wheat Seed Associate will set their own prices. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.